A somber and bandaged Donald Trump has accepted his third straight GOP presidential nomination in his first speech since last weekend's attempt on his life.
I'm not supposed to be here tonight.
In softer and more deeply personal terms than usual, Trump laid out Saturday's shooting, saying if he hadn't moved his head at the last instant, he would not be on the Milwaukee stage.
There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side.
That was the first part of one of the modern era's longest convention speeches at nearly 93 minutes, while vowing to unite a divided nation and be president for all of America.
We rise together or we fall apart.
Trump veered into his usual partisan speech of a stolen election and Democrat ineptitude.
We are indeed a nation in decline.
Though he barely mentioned President Biden.
Only going to use the term once. Biden. I'm not going to use the name anymore, just one time.
Among the things he did not mention at all, abortion, the Capitol riot, or Kamala Harris. Amid talk, Democrats are pushing to get the president out of the race and instead nominate his vice president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.